And what kind of furniture would you have in a living room?
Well, of course, we have Victorian furniture in ours. And a lot of this furniture came out of my grandfather's house. There's a secretary that belonged to them. And in the dining room, the large piece on the right, we call a sideboard. And I'm sure today there are other names, but you served off the top, and of course it had cabinets underneath for china, serving pieces.
You mentioned you had the Victorian furniture in the living room. What pieces of furniture do you have in there?
We have a Victorian sofa, and there is a ladies' Victorian chair which has low arms, and there is one side chair that actually is not Victorian, it's Chippendale. There is a set of a love seat and two side chairs in that really is Empire in style, but it is an antique.
You mentioned love seat. Is that the same thing as a sofa, or is it different?
It is a small sofa. Two people can sit on it.
Now, about sofa, ever heard anybody call sofa anything else?
Settee.
Does that mean the same thing as
yes,
a sofa?
That, but we always said sofa.
What about anything besides settee and sofa? Ever heard them call it anything else?
Oh, let's see. I'm sure I have, but right now
what if it makes out into a bed?
Well, that would be called a hide-a-bed.
Have you ever heard people use the term couch?
Yes.
Is that just the same thing?
That's the same, yes. But we all never said couch.
What about the other two more I want to ask about? What about Chesterfield and Davenport? Ever heard those two?
Yes. But we never did say that. When I think of a Davenport, I think of the original hide-a-bed. Maybe it would some way make into a... And of course there's studio couch.
Now, what
which
is
a... well, it is a sofa with loose cushions at the back. And it can be made into a bed.
Let's see. Now we talked about mentioned bedroom earlier. Did you ever hear anybody call that anything different?
No. Of course, there is the guest in this house. We have the guest room. We have the boys' room, and then we have the girls' room, and mother and daddy's room, and the sleeping porch. So, in each generation now, we have my children and my grandchildren who come, and they refer to those rooms in that way.
What's some of the furniture you have in the bedroom?
Well, in my bedroom, I have an antique bed with the head of the bed goes to the ceiling. It's Victorian with the raised foot, and it has side pieces that the cover tucks in under the mattress instead of hanging over the side of the bed. And in the guest room, there's a spool bed. And